So we've spent all of WPF week talking about all the new features in WPF 3.5 SP1. And in order for you to take advantage of those features, you need tools. So today we're here talking with the tools guys. Would you guys like to interview yourself or introduce yourself?
Well, interviewing myself would be fun too, right?
But yeah.
I'm Mark Wilson-Thomas. I'm a program manager on the cyber team, which ships the WPF designer for Visual Studio. And I work on a whole bunch of features, mainly around the layout part of the system. So anything that you do, getting your controls created on the design surface, laying them out, aligning them, making sure everything resizes the way you want it to do, that's really my domain. But I also look after a lot of our customer efforts, and so if you find yourself on our forums, you'll probably find me amongst others there answering your questions and hopefully helping you to find solutions.
Okay, great.
Yeah, I'm Eric Ellis. I'm also a program manager on the CIDR team. I, a little bit like Mark, do a little bit of the layout stuff, a little bit of the shell stuff, tool window, and drove quite a bit of the Service Pack 1 release that we're working on right now.
Okay, great. So could you tell us a little bit about the new features in the tools area for SP1?
Sure. I mean, when we're thinking about SP1, the way we think about that that release is it's really a customer-focused release. All of our solutions hopefully are customer-focused, but we've been particularly focused down on producing the features that have been top customer asks after the Visual Studio 2008 release. Obviously, there are a number of things that people brought up as being top things they'd like to see. And so you'll see, for instance, that we've prioritized a couple of big features, and we'll talk to those in a moment, that are really based on that feedback, but also the bugs that people have taken time to raise, right? So I don't know how many people out there have spent time in our Connect system raising bugs or on the forums and so on, talking about issues. Those have been top sources for us as to what we felt we needed to put into the service pack. Just for example there, in terms of the feature side of things, one of the top asks we've had is for an events tab in the property browser.
Right.
So you'll be seeing that later when we get to take a look at it. In addition, we've had a whole bunch of different bugs, particularly around making it possible to open a broader range of valid XAML files without any trouble with the designer. And there've been bugs in that area. We've really prioritized those as well.
Okay.
So those have been top things that we've been working on. Eric, do you want to?
Well, it's a good point Mark makes. It's really a blend of things. We've added some features to address common customer, in a way, a little bit of shortcomings of V1.
Yeah.
And also, we've added a couple new features, but they're modest in size. It is a service pack. Most of the work we've done in Service Pack 1 is bug fixes, stability, and perf related. We've tried to sprinkle in some additional features as well, but it's really a mixture of things. So you'll notice the designer is snappier, loads more of your XAML, and has some new helpful features. So it's really kind of a mixed bag of things.
Okay, yeah. Great.
So as an example of the kind of small features as well, I mean, the events tab is one, but in terms of the other, or one of the other bigger small features that we have available for you is the GoDa definition stuff, so the refactoring. Mm-hmm. Now, so GoDa definition from code to XAML now works for you. So that was clearly a pain point that people had in the earlier release, that we were able to, within a small enough feature, actually get that in a service pack rather than having to wait for the next release to think about those things.
Yeah, even things as small as being able to delete grid lines in the past, activation of tab items within a tab control, just some basic little things just sprinkled around, and some of the higher end or mainline features. The GoDa definition refactor stuff is definitely a front runner in the release, as is the events tab.
Yeah. Okay. So you mentioned this is really a customer focused release, so you got a lot of feedback. Mm-hmm. And did you say that, like, the MSDN forums, or where do you get the most feedback?
So, yeah, our MSDN forum, Visual Studio, is a mainline source of feedback for us. I also spend a bunch of time reading blogs. So all you WPF bloggers out there, your voice is heard, right? I do spend some time, and in fact other people across the team spend some time looking at lists that people take the time to prepare, and there have been some people who've really pushed very hard in that arena to get some features done. So any source of feedback that you like, but the place that's most likely to get you heard actually is if you come to our forums on MSDN. That's just a great place, because that's regularly tracked. Obviously, I have to trawl around looking for blog feedback, so if I don't know where your blog is, it's pretty hard for me to find you. So obviously, I use all the usual aggregators and that kind of stuff, but if you want to get your voice heard for sure, best place to go is the MSDN forum, because that's regularly tracked by several members of the team.
Okay, great. All right, well, you think you'd like to show us some of the new features then?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sounds great.
Let's do that.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, let me show you some of the features that are new for SP1 in Cider. So we'll start with a new application. And one of the things that we had in the product in VS 2008 was document outline, but it was difficult to find. So we added a handy little button here is to show document outline. I'm going to go ahead and activate the toolbox and document outline and show that it's tabbed here. And this shows you a visual and logical tree for the XAML document that you're on. A couple of the smaller features we added in SP1 are around control design time, specifically around the grid design time, where you've always been able to add columns, move columns around. Oops, I just deleted one. That's the new feature. You can actually delete by dragging off the columns or rows.
And you can see you get a nice little change on the cursor there that shows you you're getting a delete action.
Yeah, a little delete action. So let's add in a tab control. So tab control, you'll notice it actually snaps to the margins of the container. So the container, which is a preset size in from the edges. In this case, for a tab control, that may not be a particularly appropriate action. But if you can imagine you had multiple controls, placing them, lining up their baselines, or lining up their left edges or right edges has been always supported. But we added this concept of margin snaps, so there's an actual fixed space between the objects, because you usually don't want them stuck together. So we added that in containers or between controls. The other thing we added in the tab control design time is the ability to add tabs. And not only when you add tabs, but you actually activate the tab items within them for design time purposes. This does not set the active tab index at runtime. It's just a design time gesture. So here, if you had a checkbox, and then the last tab item, let's say you had a combo box, it's just an easy way to activate that for design purposes. Let's take a look around. So we have the properties grid that we've had before, but as you'll notice, the properties grid has two views. It has categories view and now has alpha sort. This was a top customer request. It's a classic Windows Forms alphabetically sorted properties window, and this is a very, very high request item, and that's in there now. And then the next one is the events tab. The events tab also is new for SP1 and allows you to pick a control and generate an event for it. All right, so we'll go to button 2 and say, what we'd actually like to do is refactor this, and let's change it to new name. Hey, you can see that the rename is going to apply, and even though here in the, it's been updated here, you can also see that it's been updated in document outline, which reflects the name and the visual preview. It's updated in the property grid. If you go to button 2, that's new name here, and updated in the XAML, which is here. Additionally, another nice feature we have in the tab control design time is that we automatically track selections. So if you were going to code against combo box, the combo box that's on here, you can actually go to definition, which is new for SP1. And you'll notice not only did it go to the definition in XAML view, you're here, but it also selection tracked into the third tab item on the tab control.
Sweet.
Showing you that what you're designing both visually and via XAML, and again also tracks in document outline, which is, again, I'm gonna overly accentuate document outline because it's a super helpful window that a lot of people don't know is there in the product. So we've covered grid line deletion, some tab control design time,
go to definition, events tab, alpha sort in the property grid. Is there anything else that I've missed?
No, I think those are the big ones. I mean, yeah, because I'm a layout guy, my favorite is the ability to delete the grid line, of course.
Yeah, and margin snaps.
And probably margin snaps, too. Right. I think those are probably top time savers there that we didn't have before. But I think that's the big list that we have for the main items.
Right.
The other things people are going to notice, I think, are the...
Come back here now.
Yeah.
So one thing is just fixes. This is really unique as far as... that you're doing it in WPF, right? You get a lot of unique situations because this isn't... It seems like you really get the ability to innovate here, right? Where because WPF is so different as far as how the layout is done, things like the document outline become very important because it can get so deep as far as how...
Oh, that's so true.
And we actually did some features in Doc Outline to handle that great depth. And also down here in the path control, which is what we call this gizmo, that allows you to drive around in the designer and actually select things in your parent chain. So this is the path, essentially the visual path back to the root.
So like a breadcrumb.
It's exactly like a breadcrumb bar. It's not. It doesn't have some of the navigation functionality that some breadcrumb controls have. But yeah, we tried really hard to handle that depth, and that's one of the reasons we feel so strongly about selection tracking, because if you don't have context in each of the views that you're designing in, some sort of focusing mechanism onto the part, you can get lost in it.
Right, yeah.
So one thing that I forgot to mention about WPF 3.5 SP1 is performance improvements.
Right.
It's noticeably faster and snappier in the designer, just with that change alone, and we've also made some load improvements, perf load improvements, and it's noticeably snappier.
Yeah, we did an interview with Adam Smith about the performance improvements in WPF. Mm-hmm. Does any of that carry over to how you are, you know, visualizing on the screen?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. We use WPF to render all the items in design view, and WPF to render certain parts of the designer itself. Mm-hmm. Document outline is a WPF tree view. So to load WPF for the first time, CIDR often does that, and F5 and build and run, that type of thing, all gets those performance benefits.
Yeah. Okay. So every time you spin up the CIDR designer, you're seeing the benefits of those WPF SP1 perf improvements.
Yeah.
And that's why it's so much faster to start now than it used to be, as well as a couple of the efforts that we've made on our own code. We've benefited from the improvements in the platform too.
Okay.
Yeah, and the reason it struck me so much is we used, we're in a development environment here, so we use a lot of debug builds and cobble together builds, and then as we got close to SP1 beta, we got a very good drop of 3.5 SP1, and when you put it all together and install the retail build and actually start using the product in its, in its final form, you really start, hey, this thing is quite a bit quicker.
Right.
So that's it's nice. It was a nice, it's a nice improvement.
Okay. Great.
People are hopefully going to like that.
I think so, yeah, definitely. Just in general, and then as in their development environment as well. So, okay.
All right.
Well, thanks, Eric.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Mark.
You're welcome.
All right.